start the hour off by welcoming in Terry Birchall joining us here on behalf of the North Platte Public School Foundation. And Terry, we're back in the classroom now.
We are back in the classroom now, and you know, we started off Change Wars on Monday to kick off our big back-to-school bash week. So it's been challenging. It ends today, and I tell you what, there's some classrooms that are they're running for the money there.
A lot of pocket change, huh?
There is a lot of pocket change, and we added an online element this year because you know sometimes there's just not change, and or you forget.
Especially in today's world.
Right? So we added that, so that was exciting, and the top classroom will get a $250 makeover, the top school will get $500, and second and third place will get an additional $125 to that fund.
That's
so
awesome. That's awesome.
It is. It is. So, you know, Eisenhower Eagles are like, they are charging up front, and then
they're soaring.
Thank you, because it is Soaring Eagles. And McDonald Mustangs are in second right now. Cody Panthers are in third, and Lake Maloney Cats are in fourth. But that could all change as we pick up that final
drop of a hat.
It could. It could. So, and classrooms, wow, they are neck and neck. So I'm anxious to see how that all turns out today. And, of course, then on yesterday, we kicked off our online text-to-bid auction.
Okay.
So you can text NPPSD to 71760, click on the link, and it'll lead you to all of our auction items there. So there's opportunities just to donate to a fund, whether that's helping a band member get to the Alamo Bowl to play, or student needs that we have with our Prepared to Learn funds, or maybe strength and conditioning. You'd like to support that at the high school. But we also have some fun things. Of course, one of our household favorites is Baby Yoda. So, Baby Yoda's pretty darn cute.
Yeah, it's been a pop sensation, I guess you could say, too.
Yes, very much so. And then, of course, we have this amazing coffee maker that you can hook up to, like, your Alexa or to Google.
Oh, my goodness.
And you can just say,
get a pot brewing while you're here at the station by chance?
Right.
Awesome.
Yes.
Wow.
You could. You could. So some fun items there, some things. We even did an owlette for those little infants that maybe new parents want to monitor their little one, and you put the little sock on their foot, and it monitors their heart rate and their breathing, and it'll notify you by text.
I've not heard about these before.
You haven't?
I'm not, no.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, think about it, Terry. Why would I hear
about
that?
Right?
But
I know.
But that's awesome.
Yeah, honestly,
wow.
Yeah. I didn't know about it either, except for my niece had to get one for her little one.
Wow.
So
that is really cool.
Yeah. It
I'm
is
kind
cool.
of blown away by this.
I know.
Do they come in adult sizes?
No. No, I don't think so.
Oh, darn it.
I know. That would be pretty handy. I think
that
they're
would
called,
be me, wouldn't it?
I think they're called Fitbits.
What? Yeah, I guess so. They don't go on your feet.
That's right. Yeah, they go on your wrist. So, and of course, tomorrow is our big backyard barbecue, and we get to recognize our distinguished alumni at halftime. So,
yeah, and tell us about some of those alumnus that will be recognized at halftime tomorrow.
So we have a couple of them we'll not be able to make. We've got six, and two of them, Reverend Hansen and Sherry Erickson, unfortunately, already had plans.
Mm, darn it.
So they're not able to attend. But retired Captain Ron Baker, everybody knows him as Ronnie. He even tells me, call me Ronnie. So he's got a great naval background and helped youth. And, of course, our very own Gil Wilkinson here in North Platte is also going to be honored for all of his business and youth activities that he's done. And then coming in from Grand Island, Marvin Webb, he's an architect, and his daughter's even flying in from Chicago to be there with him.
Oh, wow. How awesome.
It is, and she's an alumni as well. And who else? I'm forgetting someone. How can I forget?
Did you mention five? Two won't be able to be in attendance.
Right.
Mentioned Gil.
And Mr. Webb. Oh, yep. And Deborah Murphy.
Okay.
She's a great artist in Omaha, but is known across the country for her activity. The foundation received a lovely letter from a gallery down in Daytona Beach.
Okay.
And they just sent marvelous kudos and gave a nice little gift because all the ticket sales that we have from our education after hours, and any donations that occur can go towards the scholarship for the 2023 future distinguished alumni that the class of 2023 will get to choose, and whatever money is raised we'll give to that graduate as a scholarship.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. So, just, you know, everything we raise goes back to helping students and teachers in the district do what they do best,
mm-hmm.
provide quality education. So we're excited about this week. We want to thank everybody. I know, especially with Change Wars, teachers, collecting change is maybe the last thing they're thinking about with everything going on in their classrooms, and just so much gray area for them with COVID.
Yeah.
Still going on.
A struggle.
Yes, we were hoping this would be a happy way to start the year and get mm-hmm. kids engaged and teachers and community, and it's still a happy time.
Absolutely.
Gotta find the good.
Find the good. Absolutely. There's always blessings in the midst of disasters. So.
There is.
Derry, anything else you want to add on behalf of the foundation this morning?
No, I hope everyone comes out and joins us at the Backyard Barbecue. $10 for adults, $5 for students. It supports good endeavors that we do for helping the district do what they do.
And then hang out for the big game and watch the distinguished alumnus be honored at halftime, too.
Absolutely. And then you can join us at Education After Hours.
Yeah. It's going to be a great evening.
It is.
Terry, we sure appreciate the time. Good to have you on every month. Glad that we're back in the classroom. Congratulations. You're down into the crunch time now here for the busy season.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. Thank you so much.
More coming up on KODY's Mugs in the Morning after this quick break.